1071 Juice FM, Stratford's Greatest Hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. Community theater is back. Joining us on the phone line is writer and director Don Van Galen. We're going to be chatting about Jenny's Place, which takes to the stage in Ingersoll. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Jamie. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Don, congratulations on this. Writer and director of Jenny's Place. So this must be very exciting to see your play come to fruition and take to the stage.
Oh, yeah, it's like the ultimate experience in theater. I mean, you know, I've been on stage many times myself, including with you, and it's always a lot of fun. But now to start, you know, from a blank sheet of paper and to bring something right to the stage, it's just the ultimate. I'm really enjoying myself.
Fantastic. Again, congratulations, Don. So let's talk about what this play is all about. Jenny's Place. What's it all about?
So Jenny's Place takes place in the 1880s in Western Canada, when Jenny, who is a former madam from Dawson City, wants to start a new life. So she comes to a small town in Western Canada with a couple of her girls to start running a boarding house. But, of course, her past does come back to haunt her a bit, and she finds out that the new town that she's adopted also has its own secrets. So there's a lot of comic misunderstanding and romantic entanglements that occur, especially when an old flame of hers shows up.
I love it. Now, what attracted you to writing about something set in the late 1880s Western Canada?
Well, you know, it just gives you a marvelous opportunity to bring out some really interesting characters and to do something, you know, a period piece with a lot of costumes and a lot of set design that I think people will really find interesting and compelling to watch.
So it opens this Friday, Ingersoll. How's it been like for you working at Ingersoll and with this cast?
Well, Ingersoll is a wonderful theater. I mean, because it is exactly that. It is a theater. It's not a hall or, you know, some rented space. It's 100% dedicated to theater. They have their own costume department, their own workshop, and the set is always the set, right? And so you get to start and complete the project right where you finish it, and it's just marvelous to be 100% immersed in a place that's 100% dedicated to theater. And I've performed there before, and I know how what a great experience it is for the cast and crew, but also for the theater audience, because it's raked seating. There isn't a bad seat in the house, and the sound and the visuals are terrific there.
And Don, as a director's point of view, let's do a shout out for the cast. Of course, Jenny, whoever's playing Jenny, and some of the cast.
Well, Jenny is played by Leanne Gregory Starrett, and Leanne is a consummate professional. Although, you know, amateur as we all are in community theater, and really gives an outstanding performance as Jenny. Also has supporting cast from some locals like Michael Neal and Taylor Jordan from Stratford. We've got some locals from Ingersoll as well, and we're just having a great time putting this cast together.
Oh, it sounds great. So again, yeah, folks will recognize actors from Stratford and Daria. This is all happening with Ingersoll Theatre of Performing Arts. And for you, Don, as a writer, I'm just curious, because as you mentioned, Don, we've done shows together, and certainly when you get the script, I mean, you're not going to be messing with the script too much. How, for you as a writer, when do you stop finally making those edits or those changes?
Well, you know, you're exactly right. When you get a script, it's like completely in stone, right? You can't mess with one word. But as this is the first production, I like to say the world premiere of Jenny's Place, it did give this playwright an opportunity to kind of tweak the script a little bit to make some improvements, whether it's regards to timing or just a little bit of extra dialogue to make the point better. So, to be honest, yesterday. Yesterday was the last time I did that, but and the cast has been really great in you know, contributing to the process of completing this being its first run.
All right, so we look forward to this show. It opens this Friday and it goes for the next two weekends. Don, what's the best way to get tickets?
Best way to get tickets is to go to the Ingersoll Theatre of Performing Arts website, which is itopa.ca, and you'll find a place to buy tickets there.
Perfect. And of course, we'll share the links on our Facebook page, Twitter, and website with mystratfordnow.com. Writer and director Don Van Galen with Jenny's Place with Ingersoll Theater of Performing Arts. Don, thanks so much for the conversation. Congratulations with this. Wish the cast all the best and break a leg.
Thank you very much, Jamie, and I hope to see you there.